From the KTOA newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. After 5 months of back and forth, the legislature may be close to a compromise on changes to the state's oil and gas tax credit system. Lawmakers in the House and Senate seem to agree that the state needs to overhaul a system that has it paying cash for tax credits to oil companies. It will owe nearly $700 million by the end of the year. But a bill to change that system, House Bill 111, has been tinkered with by both houses, and neither has budged. The House version of the bill was designed to cut oil tax credits and force companies to pay a minimum tax. Critics called it a significant tax increase. The Senate version of the bill scaled back, refusing to substantively hike taxes on the oil industry. And so far, the two bodies have been at an impasse. Since June 22nd, the bill has been the only thing on the agenda for the current special session. But most lawmakers left town, and there have been no public meetings on the legislation for the last 2 weeks. The Juneau Empire reports, after opening the Seawalk last Thursday, the city announced it will close off the island and bridge park portions soon for further construction. Contractors will be working in both locations through August, planting grass, shrubs, and trees on the island and building a fountain at Bridge Park. Project manager Sky Steckel says the exact timeline for the completion of the project is unknown. Juneau's charter school, run by mostly parents and teachers for almost 20 years, has hired its first principal. The school has roughly 100 students in multi-grade classrooms for grades K through 8 and provides project-based interdisciplinary instruction. Ryan Stanley, an outgoing member of the committee that manages Juneau's community charter school, says Karen Smith, a principal in Madras, Oregon, will handle administrative duties that have grown with the school over the years.
It started with just one or two grades, and they added grades over the years. They added busing service, which brought in students from all over town. They added the free and reduced lunch program. They added a middle school.
Stanley says the school also has to comply with agreements made between the district and its teachers union. A few years ago, he says the board created a lead teacher position to shoulder those duties. Now they're shifting to a principal.
When it first started, maybe you had a lot more parents who were able to spend time there. And over the years, that has lessened. And so you have a greater need for that kind of administrative person in the building.
But Stanley says the school isn't moving away from the values that it started with. He says it's still a small school where parents have more direct control over their children's educations. The elected managing committee is made of mostly parents. A 65-year-old Juneau man remembers taking photos of a bison in a national park in North Dakota before the animal turned toward him and charged. After that, he lost consciousness. According to a Theodore Roosevelt National Park news release, Michael Turk took a late evening hike on the Buckhorn Trail in the park's north unit on June 30th when the incident happened. That's the latest from the KTO newsroom in Juneau.